Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today. Welcome. It is Verdict with Senator Ted Cruz, Ben Ferguson with you. And Senator, we made some serious headlines from our Wednesday podcast. And in that podcast, you said it's time to start looking for documents and you named places. And now the White House has had to respond to that. The White House press secretary was asked about you saying the documents are being that are being held at the University of Delaware, and there's a hell of a lot of them. Is anybody going to go through those? Here's how she responded to that question.
The question is regarding a comment from Senator Ted Cruz. He's calling for a search of President Biden's Senate records at the University of Delaware for potentially classified information. Those records reportedly include about 1,850 boxes of documents, as well as 415 gigabytes of electronic files. Does President Biden have any objection to such a search?
When it comes to the documents and this ongoing legal matter, I refer you to the White House Counsel's office.
I'd just like to re-up the request of our colleagues in this room for someone to answer these questions from the podium.
Absolutely. Okay.
I mean, what a dodge, Senator. What a dodge. Well done to her for doing her job that day, right?
So I'm reminded of Monty Python. Her response to that question is, run away! Run away! Like, there is nothing preventing her from answering that question. His question was, does Biden object to searching those documents? That's not even really a legal question. It's a political question. Is he open to allowing the FBI to search the documents from his tenure in the Senate? Mind you, he just made public that, oh crap, he had classified documents from his tenure in the Senate that were at his house in Wilmington. The University of Delaware has over 1,850 boxes of documents from his Senate tenure. Now listen, if he had classified documents at his house, it's reasonable to ask, were there classified documents in those files? I believe the FBI will search those files. I think it's inevitable. But I think it's striking that the Biden White House won't say, no, we don't object to that. They're not willing to go on record. That was an obvious dodge. And I actually want to make clear, I think it's not just the files at the University of Delaware. I think it is critical that the FBI search Hunter Biden's home and his office locations, given the enormous evidence of corruption involving Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, involving Hunter Biden selling access to Joe Biden when he was vice president, involving Hunter Biden being paid millions of dollars from Burisma, the Ukrainian natural gas company, and millions of dollars from companies funded by the Chinese Communist government. At the same time that Hunter Biden, we know, was in his father's Corvette. He has pictures out on the internet of him driving his father's Corvette, which was parked, we now know and it is admitted, next to classified documents. The FBI needs to search and investigate to determine whether there are any classified documents at Hunter Biden's home or business. And by the way, the next question someone might ask is, okay, well, what is the probable cause to search Hunter Biden's home or business? And there may or may not be probable cause. If you had to go to a court and get a warrant for that search, you'd have to lay out the case. But the question that should be asked tomorrow to Karine Jean-Pierre is, does Hunter Biden object to an FBI search of his home and business? Because if there's no objection, the FBI can do it. Now, if he objects, that tells you something. And notice, she wouldn't even answer if Joe Biden, the sitting president, objects to the search of his own Senate documents. That question needs to be asked. That search needs to happen. And I believe if at the end of the day, we discover that these classified documents relate to the corruption of the Biden family, then we are facing real and material criminal charges. We don't know that. There's no evidence of that. But at the same time, the Biden FBI and DOJ, which leaks on every damn thing you can imagine related to Donald Trump, has been locked like a steel drum on this, so we know nothing about what's in these documents. We need to know. We need to search the University of Delaware documents, and we need to search Hunter Biden's home and office, and we need to do it now. The FBI doesn't need to sit on its rear end for days and weeks and months and let someone put those documents in a shredder. They need to show up tomorrow and search Hunter Biden's home and office. If we care about protecting classified documents and understanding what Joe Biden has done, we need to do that immediately.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And I want to ask you also about the other family members. The one thing that the Bidens love to do was share office space, Senator. And before I get your take on that, I want to remind everybody about Patriot Mobile. If you're a conservative and you're tired of giving your money to companies that don't stand up for your values and your beliefs, then you need to check out Patriot Mobile. Why? Because they're the only conservative Christian cell phone company in the U.S. They have nationwide coverage, the same exact coverage you have right now. In fact, they're using the same towers that your cell phone's using right now. Except when you pay your bill, you're actually advocating and supporting conservative causes that stand up for the First and Second Amendment right, the rights of for the unborn, and helping people with adoptions. If you've never checked out Patriot Mobile, whether it's for you and your family or a business or a small business, check them out. And every time you use your phone, you're going to be standing up for what you believe in. The number, 878-PATRIOT. Use the promo code VERDICT and you'll get the best deals of the day. Plus, you can keep your same cell phone number and many times your same cell phone. 878-PATRIOT or PatriotMobile.com/verdict. That's PatriotMobile.com/verdict. Senator, there's one thing that the Biden family really loves to do, and that is to commingle office space. We have the emails from Hunter Biden's laptop that talk about having keys made for shady Chinese communist individuals who were with CEFE. We know that they were wanting keys for his, not only for Joe Biden, but for Hunter Biden, for Joe Biden, and for Jimmy, James Biden. When you look at the University of Delaware in these documents, knowing that right after he left the White House, they were commingling office space, aren't there maybe even other locations that the FBI should be asking questions about now and who took what documents where? Because we also know that documents had to be stored somewhere before they went to the Biden Center. There's a significant chunk of time where those documents had to be somewhere else. Where were they kept before then, the classified documents? And then those documents in his garage, where all had they been? Had they been to Jimmy's office or to Hunter's office or to Jill's office for that matter?
So, look, I think those are all very reasonable questions. If you had a DOJ and an FBI that were investigating this seriously and with a nonpartisan focus, they would ask those questions. They would search those locations. You know, I'll say also, so we had a big headline that broke today, which is classified documents were discovered at Mike Pence's home address. And the press went into a bit of a tizzy on this. Now, I will say I think there's a pretty significant difference between the Pence situation and the Biden situation. Pence, and look, this was responsible, this was prudent, went on a search of whatever documents were at his home residence when this happened to say, okay, let's make sure I don't have anything. And they discovered, uh-oh, we do. Now, what Pence has done is he's put out a public explanation, which is he said that when he had staff packing up his office files in the office of the vice president, that inadvertently there were some classified documents that were put in the boxes along with unclassified documents. Now, that's sloppy. It's not a wonderful explanation, but it's understandable. I don't think anyone thinks Mike Pence was there packing those boxes. So when he found it, he immediately admitted to it. He was forthcoming. He didn't hide it. He didn't do what Joe Biden did. This was discovered on November 2nd, a week before Election Day, and he hid it. He didn't want the American people to know. Pence, the instant he knew about it, publicly admitted it. And he also gave an explanation. By the way, Joe Biden has given zero explanation for how he had these documents. No explanation for how he had the vice presidential documents, and even more stunning, no explanation for how he had the Senate documents. We've talked on this podcast at length about how in the Senate you review classified documents in a SCIF, a secure location. So it takes extraordinary efforts. I have never once read a classified document in 10 years in the Senate outside of the SCIF, the secure location. So there is zero chance I'm sitting in my D.C. apartment. I know to a metaphysical certainty there are zero classified documents in my D.C. apartment. Why? Because the only place I've ever read a classified document has been in the SCIF. Joe Biden has given zero explanation. He's not willing to give an explanation. I will admit, though, Ben, when the story about Pence broke, I was really, really tempted to tweet, holy cow, Hunter Biden went to Mike Pence's house, too? And I literally pulled out my phone and started to type it. And then a guy on my team said, yeah, if you said that, people will read that as a shot at Mike Pence. And I'm like, no, I'm not taking a shot at Mike Pence. Look, Mike's a friend of mine. He's a good man. I don't want to take a shot at Mike. I'm taking a shot at Hunter and Biden and the Biden family corruption. But I got to say, I still thought it was funny as hell. So this is a tweet I did not send.
I love this.
But it made me laugh. I was walking along, right alongside the Underground Railroad from the Senate office buildings to the Capitol, and I was almost sending the tweet, and then I'm like, no, I don't want to pop Mike Pence. He's a good guy. So if I send it, people will laugh, but they'll also twist it into popping Mike, so I didn't send the tweet.
That's you have a wise staff around you. They know how people will screw that one up for you. Let's talk real quick about Joe Biden just sticking his foot in his mouth, all right? He does this a lot. We have that famous video of him now just talking about how, you know, I was in charge of the Ukraine gig, basically in charge of everything going from the U.S. to Ukraine. He said, I got all the good jobs, the good assignments when he was vice president. And then he bragged about having that prosecutor fired that was actually investigating his son's company with corruption in Ukraine. He loves to brag about these types of things. Well, you go back now, and there's been some unearthing of how he has dealt with classified information when he was in the Senate. We also know that some of the documents found at his home in Delaware were from his time in the Senate, which at the bare minimum means they're 14-plus years old at the youngest. Some of these could easily be 30, 40 years old. He's been a public official now for literally 50 years. But he apparently openly bragged about classified information and leaking it all the way back in 1986 in an interview that he did.
Well, that's exactly right. He did an interview in 1986 where he said, quote, he twice threatened to go public with covert action plans by the Reagan administration that he believed were, quote, harebrained. And to stop them. And to put this in context, in 1986, Reagan is president. He's in his second term as president. Joe Biden is a senator, is a left-wing senator who hated Ronald Reagan's foreign policy. He hated his foreign policy of standing up to the Soviet Union. He hated his foreign policy of winning the Cold War. He hated his foreign policy of standing up to the Sandinistas and the communists that were pushing revolutions in Latin America. And so Biden bragged that when he heard about covert actions, what the CIA was doing, and by the way, covert actions, covert is a fancy word for secret, what our U.S. government is doing, all covert actions, 100% of them, are classified. They're usually classified at the highest level, SCI code word classified. And Biden said, well, hell, I don't care about classified documents. I didn't like what Reagan was doing, so I was just going to leak them. And by the way, Michael Reagan, who's a friend, he's Ronald Reagan's son, Michael Reagan tweeted out yesterday, he said, quote, after my father was out of office, he shared to me that Senator Joe Biden confronted him and told him that if he disagreed with my father on a covert action, he had planned he would leak it to the media to stop it. Now, let me be clear. Leaking a classified document to the media is a felony. Literally, this is Joe Biden bragging. I will commit a felony because I don't like your foreign policy. So going back 40 years, Joe Biden has had a cavalier attitude towards classified documents. Now, there's a rich irony that he preened self-righteously when the Biden FBI raided Mar-a-Lago, where he said, well, for him to have classified documents in a locked closet, that was irresponsible. And of course, Karine Jean-Pierre, who you played at the outset of this podcast, when she was asked a few days ago, was it irresponsible for Joe Biden to do the exact same thing? She promptly said, to quote Monty Python, run away! She refused to answer.
Yeah, it is truly stunning to see how this White House has done everything they can just with the narrative to screw this up. And you're seeing this now, and we're watching this really play out, where the White House doesn't know which way is up. The president has basically lost total control of this narrative. And now you have, I think, two big storylines. You have the storyline, which is the FBI is now kind of having to do their job. And you also have the other storyline, which is undermining this White House as well, that the top level FBI individuals, we just saw this top FBI official charged with violating Russian sanctions. He was apparently making decisions in the Carter Page investigation. They've got now problems all over the place. Even NBC News talked about this on the news. It was a shocking moment for me. They're having to cover documents that are classified at multiple residences and maybe at other offices and maybe with other searches. And they're having to admit that a former top FBI official was charged with violating Russian sanctions, who was also making decisions on spying on Donald Trump. This may be the worst week in history for the FBI and the Democratic Party of actually all of the chickens coming home to roost at the same exact time.
Well, let me just say, wait till next week.
I like it. I like the tease there, Senator. I like the tease there. Senator, I want you to give an important update that's going to have a huge impact on our men and women in uniform when it comes to the vaccine mandate. You're trying to get them reinstated. And before you go into that, I want to tell everybody about our good friends at Augusta Precious Metals. Have you saved a long time for retirement? Well, do you need to know that your money is protected, especially right now more than ever? I'm excited to tell you about a company that I trust and I use, and that is Augusta Precious Metals. They're different because they even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. There is no pressure, just the facts with Augusta Precious Metals. It's all about protecting your IRA and your 401k in this crazy economy. And it's so important, especially if you are close to retirement. Because for many people, if you're close to retirement, there is no time to make up losses. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, take a look at their free guide or do what I did. Sign up for their web conference. Both are filled with economic insight and gold IRA info for your peace of mind. And that right now is a really big deal. Call Augusta Precious Metals, 877-4-GOLD-IRA, or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Say that I sent you, and they'll pay your fees up to 10 years. That's Augusta Precious Metals, 877-4-GOLD-IRA, or AugustaPreciousMetals.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
I want to ask you about another issue, and this one is something that's really important. You've been fighting for quite some time about getting reinstated. Men and women in our military who were kicked out for not getting the vaccine. We've also now seen that they're going to recommend or have recommended, oh, you should just get the COVID vaccine annually. If you're older, you should get two shots a year. If you're children, you should get two shots a year. So we want to put this on the regular schedule for everybody. So when you're getting your flu shot, and hell, we might even do, quote, an experiment and put them together in one shot. And yet men and women stood up, lost their jobs. Some of them are even having to pay back their bonuses that they received while serving our country. And you and other senators and members of the House now are fighting really hard to try to make sure that these men and women are reinstated in the military. My question is, and so many other American senators, who in their right mind would hold this up? Because we also didn't hit our recruiting goals in our military this last year. We desperately need these people back in uniform.
Well, listen, that's exactly right. There were a lot of policies over the last 2 years on COVID that were utterly indefensible. You saw the Biden administration shutting down small businesses, shutting down schools, sending millions of kids home and denying them an education. You saw the Biden administration trying to fire federal employees, trying to force private employers to fire their employees if they didn't get a COVID vaccine. Of all of the policies, and every one of those was outrageous, it was an abuse of power, it was wrong. But of all of the policies, I'm not sure any was more outrageous than the Biden administration firing thousands upon thousands of active duty military men and women because they made the personal decision not to get the COVID vaccine. Some of them made it for religious reasons. They had religious objections. Others made it for personal health reasons. But thousands upon thousands of active duty military members were fired by Joe Biden eagerly, aggressively, proudly. By the way, the guy in charge of the COVID policy in the White House is the new Biden chief of staff, Jeff Zients. So they embrace these policies. From the day they were announced, I have opposed these policies. I think they are wrong. I think they're abusive. I think they're illegal. I think they're immoral. And I've fought against them. I've led the fight in the Senate against the Biden COVID vaccine mandates. On the military front, we won a big, a huge victory last month when Congress passed the National Defense Authorization Act, and it, by statute, explicitly rescinded, it repealed the Biden vaccine mandate in the military. That is a big damn deal. I have fought hard, others have fought hard, have spilled blood and sweat and tears to stop this immoral mandate. And so winning that victory, we need to celebrate. We need to pause and say, we got a big win here. We forced the Democrats to accept it. They didn't want it. We forced Joe Biden to sign it. He didn't want to, and that was a big win. But unfortunately, the price the Democrats extracted is the repeal was prospective only, which means going forward, tomorrow, no active duty military members will be fired for not getting the COVID vaccine. But it did absolutely nothing for the thousands, and I say thousands, we don't know the exact number. We know it is at a minimum thousands. It may be tens of thousands. The Biden administration refuses to answer this question. At a minimum, it is thousands of active duty military members who were fired, who were terminated, who were removed from the military. And the legislation we passed last month provides no relief for them. I filed this week legislation, I'm calling it the Americans Act, that gives them relief. So if you're an active duty serviceman or woman and you were terminated from the military, you would have a right to return to the military. Return at your original rank, return at the same level of benefits, get your benefits back, go back to serving our nation. If the mandate is wrong, and it is wrong, then it shouldn't just be wrong today. It should have been wrong yesterday and a year ago when these people were being fired. And what? Beyond that, there are also thousands of servicemen and women who had their ranks reduced. My legislation provides that if you had your rank reduced, you get your rank restored and you get back pay. And beyond that, there are some servicemen and women who were fired who may make a determination, say, look, I've got a job in the private sector. I've moved on. I don't want to go back to the military. Okay, if you don't want to go back, we're not going to make you. But those individuals, my legislation would provide that they get an honorable discharge, not just a general discharge, which ensures that they get the benefits they have earned by defending this nation. And I'll tell you this, to every soldier, every sailor, every airman, every Marine, every Coast Guardsman, I'm going to keep fighting for you until you are taken care of, until justice is served, because it is wrong that Democrats did this. And by the way, one of the big reasons, Ben, that Biden and the Democrats did this, I believe they are engaging in a purge of the military. They want to get rid of conservatives. They want to get rid of independent thinking.
I was going to ask you that because there's so many people, Senator, that think this was exactly what you just described.
100%.
The easiest way to get rid of people that are probably more conservative or more principled or are not willing to look the other way when they
love America, get rid of them.
Right. Get rid of them. And this was an easy way to ask a question without asking a question to purge
them. And it's not just the military. It's also DOJ. It's also the FBI. It's also the Border Patrol. They are trying to persecute and drive out of public service anyone who is conservative. They want only left-wing sheep who will obey their orders to serve in the government. And it is one of the most, it's part of the reason they have dug in so hard on these mandates, as they view it as an enormous political opportunity.
I want to ask you, who is it that is going to basically hold this up now? I understand the politics of it, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, right? But a lot has changed, Senator, since then. You come into a new Congress. There are new members of the House, obviously, new members of the Senate. And there would have been no way this could have happened, I think, 2 years ago, year ago, et cetera. Is there, but now, and we've seen this in polling among the American people on issues like COVID and vaccine mandates, the majority of Americans are against them. So who is it that's going to really hold this up? Where does the pressure need to go now?
So number one, every Democrat. Every Democrat is happy to vote for the vaccine mandates, is happy to leave these thousands of American heroes, of servicemen and women. I've met with Navy SEALs who spent years, decades fighting to defend this country, who were fired because they made a personal decision not to get a COVID vaccine. That is grotesque. Every single Senate Democrat is happy to stand with firing those servicemen and women. And sadly, there are a handful of Republicans who are willing to do so as well. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to keep leading this fight, particularly at a time, as you noted, when we are having massive shortfalls in military recruiting. We need to bring back American heroes. We got Navy SEALs ready to defend this nation, and these idiot ideologues won't let them back into the military. That makes no sense. Now, what are the chances of this happening? If I had to pass my bill in the Senate and to get 60 votes to overcome a filibuster, the chances of it passing would be zero. Every Democrat opposes it, and a handful of Republicans oppose it. So we would not get to. So Mitt Romney opposes it.
Why?
I disagree with. I don't know. I have had this argument with Mitt. I cannot explain it. You ask Mitt why he opposes it. I don't know. But he opposes it. He's like, he's willing to leave these servicemen men and women being fired. I'm frustrated by that.
That's one of the shocking ones for so many people that are listening. It's like, where's the logic now, right? In retrospect, we know a hell of a lot more now about the COVID vaccines. We have a lot more of asterisks next to it, right? That it's not just as simple as they try to make it out to be. And to dig in on it now and not admit, hey, we got this wrong. And by the way, the majority of Americans believe we got vaccine mandates wrong. So you're going against what I would assume the people you represent would want.
Yeah, and let me be clear. The mandates were unequivocally wrong. The vaccines were not necessarily, and I think it varied person by person. If you were 88 years old and you had serious comorbidities, I think it made sense for a lot of people to make the choice to get a vaccine. Like, given the risks of COVID, there's a cost-benefit analysis. It's a new vaccine. You didn't know the downsides. But the risk of COVID were serious for vulnerable populations. I think people rationally made the choice, I want to get the vaccine. If you're a healthy 24-year-old man who's a Navy SEAL, it may well have made sense for you to say, I don't need the vaccine. COVID's not going to be that serious for me, and I'm concerned about the downsides. By the way, if you're a 12-year-old child, I think the argument is really powerful that it didn't make sense for you to get the vaccine because COVID with young children has been so relatively mild.
Higher death rate of the flu every year for children than of actual COVID. So why would you take that big risk on someone that's so long and based on life expectancy has so many years to live? I mean, even in my own house, everybody in my house had a different COVID vaccine experience.
Sure.
My dad went in the hospital and he almost died. He came out and he actually, and this is pre-vaccine, and he came out, he was on oxygen for 3.5, almost 4 months.
Holy cow.
He was in great health. My mom, who is a cancer survivor, has a low immune system, has gone through hell with cancer treatment. She had basically a cough the same week COVID or that my dad had. He went into the hospital for weeks on end, and still, he said it when he was here the other day, because I think it took years off my life going through that.
Wow.
I went to my doctors and said, hey, I have my dad's DNA. I have asthma. I'm not in the best shape I've ever been in my life right now. I'm honest about that. What should I do?
But I will say, you're a monstrously good tennis player. I played tennis with you. It's a little frightening because, all right, I'm going to slightly brag here. I think I'm in better shape than you are.
You are, 100%. I'll admit that. I'm coming for you, though. We got a little competition going. I'm coming for you. Don't worry.
But in tennis, you can so utterly kick my ass. By the way, I'll take you in hoops. I play 2 hours of hoops today. I will take you. I'll post you up. I'll shoot on your ass. I'll bet money in a hoops game,
but
I will not bet. I will not bet money in a tennis game because you will crush me. And we played together, so you know that too.
You know there's a reason why I haven't been saying, "Hey, when am I getting the invite to the basketball game?" I just that's a strategic thing.
I got you.
But you look at the decisions that were made by families. My decision was different than my wife's based on my medical history, based on my DNA, based on my chart. And then with my kids, it was a hell no because they were so young. And again, the risk-reward factor here. The Democratic Party and people that you, including Mitt Romney, who think that they should be able to make medical decisions for you that affect by how you pay for your kids, the medical care you get later, and that's one part here that you mentioned earlier that I think we should just remind people. If you are discharged not honorably, it changes your lifetime benefits. It can affect the medical treatment that you and your children receive.
Well, and look, I want to be clear. When it comes to vaccines, I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm not pro-vaccine. I'm pro-individual choice.
Bingo.
It's your damn decision. You're an adult. Go research it. Go figure it out. If you want to get the vaccine, God bless you. Make that decision. If you don't, God bless you. Make that decision. I believe it's your right to make that decision. And I think Joe Biden and the Democrats were immoral, firing thousands upon thousands of active duty military heroes, American heroes, because they refused to comply with their arbitrary dictate.
Yeah, and they hurt a lot of kids and a lot of parents and a lot of people had to move and uproot and start all over when they dedicated their lives to protecting and serving this country. Last thing I want to bring up real quick, because I have to play this for you, Senator. Kamala Harris, and this week was a big week. You have the Right to Life March that happens all over the country. You have Democrats that were furious this year because of the overturning of Roe v. Wade, this going back to a states' rights issue. Kamala Harris, she decided to talk about the Declaration of Independence in a pro-abortion speech, saying that all Americans are endowed with the right to liberty and the pursuit of happiness. But she left out a key word, and I'm sure most people are going to know which word it is. Take a listen.
We collectively believe and know America is a promise. America is a promise. It is a promise of freedom and liberty. Not for some, but for all. A promise we made in the Declaration of Independence that we are each endowed with the right to liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
Senator, I'm just going to stop there. She missed a word in a pro-abortion speech. There's a key word there that she missed, and I'm pretty sure you heard it the way I did. The word she left out was life.
Yes, look, as you know, there are very few things that I hold more dear to my heart than the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, than the protections of our fundamental liberties. And to listen to her, that embodies both the ignorance of the modern Democrat Party, but also the utter contempt for our rights. So the words that Thomas Jefferson, at age 33, penned in the Declaration, and I'm not reading these, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Somehow she forgot all men are created equal. She said truths that are self-evident, but all men are created equal, nowhere to be found. That they are endowed by their creator. Where were the words by their creator in what she said? Apparently God is erased in this. That they are endowed by their creator with unalienable rights. That among these are the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those may have been the most glorious words ever penned by man outside of the Bible. It was a bold vision for the future of the natural rights of mankind, going back to John Locke. So if you look at John Locke, the British philosopher, he had posited for years, and beautifully, and the founders were all very familiar with John Locke, that the natural rights of all people were life, liberty, and property. Those were usually the triumvirate, life, liberty, and property. When it came to the Declaration, they contemplated including life, liberty, and property. The reason they excluded the word property is because Jefferson did not want to embrace in the Declaration a word that could be used to justify slavery. And there's an irony to this, and listen, there were ironies in our nation's history. Good and extraordinary men who fought for justice and freedom and equality were also inexplicably slaveholders. Jefferson was a slaveholder. The man who penned the words, "We hold these rights to be self-evident that all men are created equal," was a slaveholder. I don't know how you write those words while owning slaves. That is a discontinuity that is difficult to understand. But the reason that the word property was omitted from that was and replaced with pursuit of happiness was because Jefferson and the other people who wrote the Declaration did not want language in there that was seen as a defense of slavery. For Kamala Harris, number one, okay, listen, I served with Kamala. We were in the Senate together. She has no idea what's in the Declaration of Independence. I feel certain if somebody pointed a TV camera at you and said, "I will give you $1 million today if you can quote what the Declaration says about the truths that are self-evident," I think the chances are 0.0% she could answer that. She doesn't know. What's interesting about those remarks, she wasn't ad-libbing. That's not her riffing on her own. Somebody wrote that.
Yeah, it was clear that she was reading a teleprompter. When you watch the video of it, it's obvious that these were predetermined words that she was reading.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and the Democrat Party is, never mind life. We don't like the right to life. We're not going to acknowledge it. And we think that a bunch of left-wing pro-abortion activists, when you say the right to liberty and pursuit of happiness, will go, yeah, never mind that life thing.
Yeah.
It is stunning. And it's, listen, people of good conscience and good morals can disagree on the question of abortion. I'm pro-life. You're pro-life. I believe we should protect the right to life. But I understand those people who disagree. It is not an easy question. It is a difficult question of morality, of law. It places in tension the woman's right to liberty with the child's right to life. And those two rights, both of which are rights endowed by our Creator, those rights are in tension. Now, I believe that the listing of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, I think that's a hierarchy. I think the first right is life. And I think you have a right to liberty, but you don't have a right to liberty that violates the right to life of another human being. And so you can have a reasonable, principled argument, and this is something people struggle about. It's a personal issue. It's an emotional issue. I understand that. But Kamala Harris doesn't acknowledge any of that. She is just being a rabid partisan. And by the way, look, Kamala is part of the same Democrat Party that just voted a couple of weeks ago against the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, against legislation that would say that if in the course of an abortion a child is born, the child is alive, the child is breathing, the child is outside the womb, so you have an infant, you can't kill the infant. You can't allow the infant to die. You must save the infant if the child is born. Virtually every single Democrat in the House of Representatives voted against that legislation. In normal circles, how do you explain that?
Yeah, that's a new type of evil. It's a new level of evil, and I describe that as evil. And that's the reason why when people say, I don't know how you're so involved politically, I say, you think of it as politics. I think of it as an issue of right and wrong and fighting for things like this. These are the issues that I stay engaged on, that to me is my mission field. Because when you can see such a quick disregard in a nation for the rights of a infant child that had been born, and they say, no, that was supposed to be an abortion, so let's just keep doing it. I'm not going to just turn the other way and act like that's not happening and that's not wrong. And I think that's why so many people stand up for the rights of the unborn in this country. And that's the reason why I think we had this incredible victory this year with Roe v. Wade being overturned, going back to the states.
Well, and you should ask, why is it that the White House political staffers, when they wrote the speech that Kamala was reading on the teleprompter, Thomas Jefferson laid out three rights endowed by our Creator: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Why did they erase the right to life?
Yeah.
It's not accidental.
It tells you a lot about this White House. Senator, as always, it's a pleasure. We'll be back with you on Friday. Who knows how many classified documents they may find by then, but if they do, we'll be talking about it on Friday. Don't forget to hit that subscribe or auto download button so you get the show each and every day that we publish. It is free. Make sure you share it with your family and friends and write us a 5-star review so we can reach more people. And we'll see you back here on Friday morning. Ben Ferguson here, and if you're an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be a part of your investment portfolio. And I want you to visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investments to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that historically delivers sound returns. Learn more now at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.